All right, so the number one story in the All Arizona Daily Download was about Hacienda and the patients getting tested for STDs and pregnancy tests. Oof. Well, here's the other big story from Hacienda today. The parents of the woman who was sexually assaulted at Hacienda, they put out a letter, a statement, if you will. And they said, guess what? Hacienda's never apologized to us. I just want that to sink in for a second. You have a place that was negligent, maybe even covered something up. You have a woman in a vegetative state. Well, she was assaulted several times, had a baby. Nobody knew, really?
Nobody said anything, really? Yeah.
And we find out that the family of the woman in a vegetative state, no one at Hacienda has apologized, either public or privately.
Yeah.
Not one
in
person.
In the statement, it says, my clients were disappointed to see that in this press release, Hacienda's leadership chose not to express any remorse or apology for Hacienda's inexcusable failure to protect and safeguard their vulnerable daughter. Well, that got us to thinking. Mm-hmm. If you're Hacienda, do you ever apologize?
Well, if I'm a lawyer.
Right.
And sometimes I like to channel my father, who's a lawyer. So I kind of, you know, in my head,
what does it mean
I see
a lawyer's perspective?
Well, as a human being, if you're the CEO, you get over to the parents' house and you say you are sorry. This is our fault. I can't believe this happened. I'm here. I've come over. I'm telling you how much I apologize.
Just on a basic human level.
On a human level. But as the lawyer,
you say what?
I would treat it like, and I don't want to be, it's a bad example, but I'm not comparing it, but. If you get in a car crash, do you ever admit guilt?
The answer you shouldn't.
The answer is no.
You shouldn't.
That's legal. That's the legal aspect of the story.
So does an apology mean we did screw up?
I think it
does. Or is it just a human thing to do?
Well, listen, the human part of me says I apologize in a second. The legal part of me says I can't admit guilt here because there are going to be lawsuits. So I understand legally why Hacienda Healthcare is not apologizing to the family.
I'm just surprised in this statement that it says my clients were disappointed. Ooh. I would be shouting, screaming, demanding an apology, whether they're going to give it or not, every single day from this healthcare facility, because at the basic human level, it's just the right thing to do.
Joining us now, Mack and Gatos legal expert Monica Lindstrom. Let's pick her brain on this. Okay, Monica, the legal part of me says, if you're Hacienda, you know this atrocity happened at your place and it's your fault. You can't admit guilt, so you don't apologize, right?
I don't think apologizing necessarily means that you're admitting guilt. So I think if I was Hacienda's lawyer, I would look at it in two different ways. Number one is the public, the way that the public looks at you, your public image, right? And Hacienda is in a lot of the hot water right now. And then the other thing you want to think about is liability. So number one, saying, I am so sorry this happened to you. This is incredibly unfortunate. We're going to do everything we can to get to the bottom of this. That is not admitting guilt. It is just apologizing that this happened to you. That is very different than saying, I am so sorry we were negligent and we didn't, determine who comes in and out of our facility better. Now, that would be admitting guilt and admitting liability. So for public image purposes, Hacienda should be apologizing, but it needs to be worded very carefully because of the liability issues. Now, from a legal perspective, maybe you don't want to apologize, but then again, I also think that it's important without admitting guilt because this type of incident could end up settling and not go to trial, which could save the company a lot of money. Because in settlement, oftentimes I used to teach my students this, an apology is very, very important. And it sometimes will be the catalyst to make the other side, the victim, so to speak, turn around and go, okay, that's what I really wanted to hear. I'll take less money or we can resolve this for much less than what we had originally asked.
It's an acknowledgement, basically.
It's an acknowledgement. And you would be shocked, guys, when it comes to any kind of lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, how much and how far an apology goes and is worth.
Wow. And say the last part again, how far apology
what will go and how much an apology is worth.
I got you. Monica Lindstrom.
Sometimes people just want the acknowledgement.
Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert. We're talking about how Hacienda hasn't apologized to the family of the woman in a vegetative state who was raped and gave birth. Hacienda hasn't said boo. They haven't said anything, not publicly or privately. Monica, I would just think that they're worried. They know this is such a mess that it could be used against them in court. that they went and they said something and it could be used in court and that's why they're not doing it. I mean, it's either that or they just don't care. They're just, they're heartless. I mean, I don't know what else to think.
I don't think it's that. I think it's the former. They probably have an attorney that is telling them, don't say anything at all. It's better to just not say anything. And on a certain level, I think that they're right, because if you don't say anything, it can never be used against you, at least, you know, the actual words. Although it could be used against them in front of a jury if the victim's on the stand and the attorney says, and what did Hacienda ever say to you? Did they ever apologize? No, they never did. Did they ever reach out and personally talk to you? No, they didn't. That could go a long ways in front of the jury. So it's a tightrope that they have to walk. But I think that they can do both, not admit guilt and still apologize. And they would need their attorney to do it carefully for them, because the wrong person saying the wrong thing would cause a problem.
Monica Lindstrom, Mackey Gatos legal expert. Monica, if they are found, and I don't know how this happens, but we've seen trials before that just, whoa, did that really just happen? If they are found not guilty of anything here, and I can't believe that would happen, but do you apologize after the fact anyway? Or do you just stick to your guns and never apologize for anything?
Well, it depends on the people. First of all, this would be a civil trial, not a criminal trial against Hacienda. I mean, theoretically, maybe somehow it could be criminal, but it would be civil for negligence. So they would be found not responsible or responsible. And after the trial, after a verdict is rendered, there's really not as much danger in saying things because you've already had the trial, but there's still some danger. So you should... I think an apology needs to happen. It doesn't have to admit guilt. I mean, I have friends that will, you know, be sick or hurt or going through cancer treatments, and you can say, I am so sorry this happened to you.
Right, right.
You can apologize for something that happened in your facility. It doesn't mean that you're saying, oh, yeah, we totally screwed up. I mean, someone could have broken in, right, and did this to the victim without Hacienda ever knowing, and they might have the cameras and the security system. They don't, but if they did, you know, it's their fault because someone got in, but it's not really their fault. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Monica Lindstrom, Mackey Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
And that's why I think they will never, ever apologize. They just won't do the human thing and apologize.
Well, they haven't apologized yet,
right,
publicly or privately,
right,
to the family of the woman in a vegetative state. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is. Even legally, you think,
right,
in this case, time to be a human being and
exactly,
not worry about, you know, the legal aspects. But
they're not going to do it.